February 17th. Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. They went to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. As he left the boat, immediately a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. He lived among the tombs. No one had been able to bind him with a chain. Often he had been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains and broke the shackles. Nobody could subdue him. Continually, night and day among the tombs and in the mountains, he was crying and cutting himself with rocks. He saw Jesus from a distance, ran and fell before him, and cried with a loud voice, saying, "What do I have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God, do not torment me." Jesus responded, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." And he asked him, "What is your name?" He replied to him, "My name is Legion, because we are many." He pleaded earnestly with Jesus not to send them out of the country. On the mountain a large herd of pigs was feeding. The unclean spirits begged him, "Send us into the pigs, that we might enter them." He gave them permission, and the unclean spirits went out and entered the pigs. The herd, about 2,000, dashed down the slope into the sea and was choked in the sea. The herdsmen fled and spread the news in the city and country, and they came to see what had happened. They came to Jesus and saw the man who had been demon-possessed. He was sitting, clothed and sane, and they were afraid. The ones who had seen what had happened to the demon-possessed man and to the pigs told the newcomers. They requested Jesus to leave their country. As he stepped into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not permit him, but said, "Go to your house, to your people, and tell them how many things the Lord has done for you, and that he had had mercy on you." He went away and proclaimed in the Decapolis what great things Jesus had done, and they all marveled.